Wedgewood Christian Services is a place where hope and healing meet. As you navigate life's challenges, know that you are not alone. Hi, I'm Hillary Kirkendall, Marketing and Communications Coordinator for Wedgewood Christian Services, and these are the stories of real people who work at, learn from, and grow through the nationally accredited, faith-based nonprofit. These are Wedgewood's Coffee Break Conversations.
For kids in Wedgewood's residential program, trauma is unfortunately a part of their story. From these heartbreaking experiences stem a variety of mental, emotional, and behavioral health challenges. The therapists in our residential program work with kids to process their trauma and hurt and help them navigate towards hope. In today's Coffee Break Conversation, I sit down with Kaylee Jackson, the therapist within our Cook Klaus home, to talk about the impact trauma has, what success looks like for kids, and the hope and resiliency she sees here at Wedgewood. Thank you so much for joining us for this Wedgewood Coffee Break Conversation. I'll let you introduce yourself and share a little bit about what you do here at Wedgewood.
Sure. So I am Kaylee Jackson. I am the clinician here at the Cook Klaus home. I've worked at Wedgewood Christian Services for about a year and a half, and I do case management and therapy with the clients here at Cook Klaus.
Great. So can you talk about what interested you in the social work and therapy field and then what brought you to Wedgewood?
Absolutely. So social work and therapy in general has been something I've always been interested in. I knew I wanted to pick a helping profession. I just wasn't sure which one. Mm-hmm. But then I had a lot of family members who were social workers or case managers or advocates all around the world. So I wanted to follow in their footsteps. So that's what led me to social work and therapy. And then after doing some work in the Kalamazoo area, I was ready to branch out, and that led me to Wedgewood. I was trying to find a place where I could still use my skills in trauma-focused therapy and working with survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault, but I wanted to be outside of Kalamazoo, and somehow I found Grand Rapids and found Wedgewood.
Wonderful. As a residential therapist, what does a typical day look like for you?
Yeah, so every day can look really different, mm-hmm. but typically I'll start my day with answering emails, answering calls, paperwork, just trying to do some collateral contacts. And then after I get some of those things done, I head over to the unit and just engage with the girls, try to hang out before doing some actual therapy sessions, just trying to see how their school day went, see what's for lunch, see if I can just hang out for a while. Mm-hmm. And then after that, doing some therapy, doing group. Sometimes I do family therapy sessions as well. And then I usually end my day back in the office doing some more notes, mm-hmm. doing some more calls, and just getting those collateral contacts wrapped up.
So therapy with the girls, is it like they're laying on the couch and you ask them like how it makes them feel, or is it a little different than that?
It's much different from that. I typically like to get outside. I really like to get the girls engaged in things that get their body moving, so therapy doesn't feel so stereotypical. It mm-hmm. can seem really scary to sit across from somebody and have to talk about all your deep stuff. Yeah. So if I can engage them in something else that they like, that's always my go-to. Mm-hmm. Maybe getting outside and going for a walk, or I have a lot of girls who love making bracelets. Oh. So making a bracelet with them while we chat, just so that their hands are busy as well, and it doesn't feel so scary to have mm-hmm. to talk to someone new and just have to create eye contact with someone can be nerve-wracking as yeah. well as a young teen. So just trying to make it feel more comfortable and not so scary.
Mm-hmm. And then it doesn't feel so like official if you're like making bracelets. It feels more relational probably.
Exactly. And that's why I like to go to the unit a lot more than just the session time as well. So then they see me as a friend and as a mentor and an advocate, not just the person who comes and does therapy with them. I want to be an all-in-one for them, mm-hmm. so to speak.
Nice. So all of the kids who come to Wedgewood for residential treatment have experienced some pretty heartbreaking things. Mm-hmm. How does trauma impact children and teens, and how does that inform the way that care and treatment are provided here at Wedgewood?
So trauma really affects every part of the body. I mean, it affects the brain. It affects the way that we're going to see safety or the way that we trust people. I mean, it truly affects the way that I can provide treatment for each individual based on what they've been through. I like to make a similarity between a pair of eyeglasses. So every person who's experienced trauma is given a prescription lens. And through that lens, they're seeing life through their trauma. So someone who has experienced severe sexual abuse may look at safety different than someone who hasn't ever experienced that trauma. Mm-hmm. So when I speak with girls, I try to consider what they've been through and let them be the leaders of their own story. Let them be in the driver's seat. I'm in the passenger, and they're going to take us where they need to go.
Mm-hmm. And so you're just kind of helping them navigate.
Yeah, trying to help them navigate and then truly understand that there isn't a cookie cutter approach. Mm-hmm. Every single client you see, you're going to have to be creative and really listen to where they're at and meet them where they're at. Mm-hmm. You can't just assume you have the answers because it worked with the last client.
Yeah, it's a good reminder. Everybody's gone through something different and we're all individuals and everybody's got a different story.
Yeah, and two people could experience the same thing and they heal from it differently. Mm-hmm. One person who can journal and it gets a lot of frustrations off their mind and off their chest. The other person journaling is anxiety-filled and stressful. It sounds like another homework assignment. Mm-hmm. So they need something different.
Mm-hmm. Well, and spending the time on the unit is probably then helpful for you because you can figure out a little better what each kid is into and what might work best for them.
Yeah. And there's our treatment team. So our YTS and our shift supervisors, they're on the unit. And if they can see me engaging with clients, they can mimic some of those interactions, or I can provide them with feedback. Hey, this client told me they enjoy when you do this. And they can hear that from the therapist and get that feedback and then continue that in their work that they do. Because it's not just me who's providing treatment, it's them too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great. So success can look different for everyone. What are some of the goals that you are helping kids work towards and hopefully achieving while they're in our care, and then even when they move on to their next chapter?
So some goals are like processing trauma, learning how you fell victim to that trauma and learning how to heal from that trauma moving forward, learning what are symptoms, what are trauma symptomology. Some individuals come to us not knowing why they're having nightmares or why they're wetting the bed. So providing that psychoeducation to them on, it's not just what's happening to you. This happened to you for a reason. So giving them some meaning to what's going on to them. I would say, too, often clients will come to us and just need someone to walk alongside them. So being able to walk alongside them, and sometimes they already know what works for them. So let them tell you what's worked for them in the past and get creative and use those things.
Mm-hmm. And so I know a lot of the girls, especially in your home, are high school aged. And so graduating high school is a big deal for a lot of them. Is there other, I guess, markers of success that you're working towards, like post-graduation, that may look different from kids maybe that are living at home?
Yeah. So a lot of independent living skills. I've realized a lot of girls come to us not knowing some of the basics of personal hygiene and how to do their laundry and how to keep a maintainable living space. So some of those very simple things that we just assume someone was taught, mm-hmm. a lot of our girls need that assistance when they get to us. So some of the markers of a 16th birthday is not so much of a sweet 16. It's, what did you learn? What did you learn now that you're 16? Are you able to do your own laundry? Can you apply for a job on your own? A lot of those skills girls are learning from us and they wouldn't have learned without us.
Mm-hmm. So it's really holistic. I mean, you're not only treating their mental health and their trauma, but helping get them set up to succeed as an adult.
And that's the goal. I mean, we don't expect them to stay at Wedgwood forever. Right. So we're preparing them for that next step. What do you want to do when you grow up? I have a lot of girls that want to work in the police force or they want to be a social worker. So providing them some of that psychoeducation and providing them an outlet to ask those questions. I may not have the answers, but I'll go find them for you. And let's figure out what it is that you want to do. And staff can assist you in that.
So what is your favorite part of your job?
Oh my gosh, there's so many. I think probably my favorite part is just the overwhelming sense of family I get from my team and my coworkers. I mean, there's never a dull day, mm-hmm. and I always feel supported. If I'm having a bad day, there's always someone I can lean on, and there's always someone who has a shared experience, and they can give me some advice.
And, you know, when this work is so hard some days, I'm sure it's really great to have people that you know have your back, and you're all in it together, and being a part of a team is so important.
Mm-hmm.
What is one thing you feel God has taught you during your time here at Wedgwood?
I feel like God has taught me to rely on my patience and to really understand that you can't fix it all. And sometimes you have to give it up to God. God got you to it and he'll get you through it. And that's something I've constantly had to tell myself here is I want to be the superhero. There's times when there's things I want to do that I just physically can't. And so being able to pray on it and know that God will take care of those things that I can't directly affect, that's been my biggest lesson here.
Mm. Is there a kid's story that has really stuck with you?
I will say each of our kids has been just so unique and all of their stories stick out. But there is one client who I speak about frequently in trainings that I have in the community. And she remains in contact with me to this day. And when she was with us, she struggled a lot with just trauma symptomology, lots of nightmares, lots of depressive symptoms, wetting the bed, not a lot of familial support, But when she left us, she identified Wedgwood as that family. Mm-hmm. And so she continues to call. When she got her first job, we were the first people that she called to tell, because she knew we would cheer for her, and she knew we were watching. And so just her whole story, where she came from and now to where she's going, I mean, she truly lives out this from victim to survivor to thriver mindset. And she just sticks out to me all the time when I think about what's a successful client. That's her.
Oh, that's beautiful. And I love that she can recognize that, you know, while sometimes being at Wedgwood is not the easiest thing for kids, she recognized that it was what was best for her. That's beautiful.
And she was a client who came to us very, I don't need treatment, I don't want to be here, just very, not a lot of buy-in, you know, wasn't ready for treatment. And then after a couple months, you slowly saw her opening up. She was building trust. She saw some of her symptoms were decreasing. So she's like, hey, this kind of works. And maybe I'll keep trying. And then it really did work. And now she's one of those clients that wants to be a therapist and wants to give back and tell her story to others, because she's shown that she can be successful.
What is one thing about the kids in Wedgwood's care that you think would surprise people?
Their resiliency. Mm-hmm. I think people truly believe that when someone has experienced such trauma, they're broken or they can't be fixed, or it's like they're undeniably bruised, right? Where these clients come to us with such resiliency, and sometimes they teach me things. Mm-hmm. You know, they're able to teach me about myself when they're telling me a story and I'm feeling sad, but they're speaking with a smile. Right. Mm-hmm. And that tells me about myself and is able to open my eyes to this isn't just what they've been through. It's what they've gone through, and they've gotten through it. And now it's on the other side. Their resiliency factor is something that shocks me every day, every day.
Yeah, I could see how that would be unexpected since some of their stories are so tough. But they keep going.
Yeah. And even to be in a residential home, I mean, you don't have full access to your family all the time. You feel somewhat of a disconnect, especially through COVID, and just them still being able to be flexible and do Zoom calls or meet with their family with masks on. I mean, they're showing their resiliency with their ability to be flexible and learn new things constantly.
So what brings you joy in your work or in your personal life?
In my work, what brings me joy is when I walk on the unit and the girls are screaming my name. Oh. When I walk on the unit and they're like, Kaylee, I want to talk to you. It makes me so excited because it just shows me that what I'm doing is working. Mm-hmm. The fact that even if they just want to talk to me about how their day is going, I'm a safe person to them. Mm-hmm. And that means wonders to me. And then in my personal life, my dog. Oh. I have a mini golden doodle. Oh. And every time when I come home, just her wagging her tail and welcoming me just puts a smile on my face.
Oh. So the two things that bring you joy are people welcoming you with great enthusiasm.
Exactly.
I love that. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Kaylee, and for sharing a little bit of your Wedgwood story and for sharing your expertise with us here at Wedgwood and caring so deeply for the girls in our program.
Thank you.
Kaylee just exudes compassion and excellence. It's such a blessing to have so many people like Kaylee here at Wedgwood who are committed to providing grace-filled care that helps children, teens, families, and adults work through their trauma and rediscover hope. You too can be a part of transforming lives. Just visit Wedgwood's website for employment, volunteer, and giving opportunities.
Curious about our services? Visit us at wedgwood.org, WEDGWOOD, and find us on our social media at WedgwoodCS, or shoot us an email at hello@wedgwood.org. We would love to be a part of your story. Until next time, these are Wedgwood's Coffee Break Conversations.